Tes Zion Tammuz, Friday the 3rd of July, Rabbi Shimon Gurovich, on a Parsha theme.
Today, focus on a particular pasuk in this week's parasha, the parasha of Bilam with Klal Yisrael. And I feel this an important idea, an important lesson can be drawn from what we see in reference to this pasuk. The third time that Bilam makes an attempt to curse Klal Yisrael, the pasuk tells us as follows: "Vayisav Bilam Aseinov." Vayar es Yisrael shoichim nishvotov vatehi olov ruach elikim. Rashi says, Vayisa Bilam es Einov. He lifted up his eyes. What was he trying to achieve? What does this indicate? Says Rashi, Bikesh lahachnis bohem ayin ra. He wanted to utilize the koyach of ayin hora. He wanted to utilize the Ayin Ra, the concept of Ayin Ra, in order to bring about evil on Klal Yisrael. Rashi goes on to quote the Mishnah as the three middos which indicate, which are personal to Bilam HaOrosh and his Talmidim, and the first of them is Ayin Ra. And he wanted to use this power of Ayin Ra, of Ayin Hora, in order to harm Klal Yisrael. What happens? The pasuk carries on and says, "Vayar es Yisrael shoichin nishvotov." What's it mean, shoichin nishvotov? Says Rashi, he saw that she'ein pischeyen mechuvonim zek neged zeh. That when they encamped in such a way that they couldn't view what was going on in their neighbor's property. Each person's entrance was positioned in such a way that they didn't face each other's entrances, therefore they had no way of viewing what was going on in the neighbor's property. In order not to peer into what's going on in the neighbor's tent. Finishes off the pasuk, Vatehi olav ruach elikim. What's this ruach elikim referring to? Says Rashi, Olav beliboy shlo yekalam. He then made the decision not to curse them, not to utilize the power of Ayin Ra. We have to understand exactly what's happening over here. It would appear that Bilam was impressed. Beautiful. Klal Yisrael dwell in such a way, such a noble way to live. And therefore he made this decision. If Klal Yisrael are so fine, so wonderful, perhaps I shouldn't curse them. We have to understand this. I mean, Bilam had already witnessed, over time, tremendous wonders in reference to Klal Yisrael. You mustn't forget, Bilam was one of the Gimel Yoetzei Paroi. He was one of the advisors to Paroi. He was intimately involved in what went on right through Yetzias Mitzrayim. He saw the Makkos. He saw how Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yam Suf, Shoma Ami Yegoz, V'chilachas Yeshei Ploshes. He saw tremendous things. He saw the closeness that existed between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. He saw what Klal Yisrael merited. Of course, he was a novel. He knew exactly who and what the Ribbono Shel Olam was, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was the master of the world. And yet, that didn't deter him from attempting to curse Klal Yisrael. Not at all. As time goes on, he saw Matan Torah. He knew exactly what Matan Torah was. Chem de Gnuzei told the Amin, there's a precious treasure that the Ribbono Shel Olam has kept for Klal Yisrael. He witnessed Mamat Har Sinai. And then when he went to curse Klal Yisrael, he went by Yachvish Bilam Eschamoiroi, and he went and he journeyed. And he was met by the Malach Hashem with the Charbe Shluf of Biyodoi. And he didn't see it initially, and his leg pressed against the wall. And then by Yiftach Hashem as Pia Osun, the Osun spoke to him. How miraculous! Then he saw the Malach HaLakim Nitzot Pafonov with Charbe Shluf of Biyodoi, and none of this deterred him. He was consumed by such hatred for Klal Yisrael that everything that he'd seen, all the wonders that he'd seen, hadn't impressed him at all. The Malach Hashem said to him, Leichim Anoshim, B'derech Shorim Reisilechim Milichim Oisoi. He said that burning desire to curse Klal Yisrael, nothing seemed to deter him. In fact, Rashi brings down the Chazal, that Bilam saddled his own ass. This teaches us, Shasinom Mekalkelis as Ashura. Without a place for Bilam, he was such an elevated position for him to saddle his own ass. And yet, when a person is consumed by an all-burning sinner, he can end up doing things that are completely below his station. And yet over here he sees a nicety, very nice, the way they live. You know, such a wonderful people, I'm not going to curse them. How do we explain this? How do we understand this? I'd like to point something else out in this passage, besides for the fact that we have to understand why the Shoichin Lishvotov was such a powerful sight. That he decided not to curse them. It says, "Vayayis Yisrael Shoichin Lishvotov." We're speaking about the whole of Klal Yisrael over here. Should be Shoichnim. Shoichin is a Loshen Yochid. Why is the Loshen Yochid utilized over here? Obviously, indicating the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. But why is this highlighted in this particular pasuk? The Gemara says in Bava Basra. Mor says, "Va'yisa b'dam esayin of a'yasol sheichin l'shvotov." What did he see? Of course, the Gemara is the source of the Chazal that Rashi brings down. Roshem pischei elam mechuvonim zelozer, that the tents didn't face each other. Omar, he said, "Ru'uyin halolu shetishre aleim shchina." This people is worthy of hashras hashchina. Says Tosfos that the Gemara over here was learning that the vatahi olov ruach elikim is not referring to Bilam. This particular Chazal is only Vatihil of Ruach Elikim is referring to Klal Yisrael. They're worthy of the Ruach Elikim. And there again we have to understand the Loshon Olov, it should be Aleihem. So we see over here the Loshon Yochid highlighted. Just like to...
Because it's Am. Am is singular.
Sorry?
Because it's Am. Am is singular. So Am,
No? We're speaking about the Shvotov, we're speaking about the various Shvotim. The Pirish Arif on Bav Basra, Daf Samach, already asks why is it Sheikhin and not Sheikhin?
Sorry.
The Pasuk carries on. The next Pasuk will ask one more point before trying to verify what's going on. Vayisa Meshon of Ayema, he now starts speaking for the third time. He makes reference to himself when he starts speaking, and he gives himself a title, a new title that he hasn't given himself till now. Na'um Bilam B'nai Ba'oyer, or Na'um Hagever Shesum O'oyim. He now makes reference to the fact that he has a blinded eye, he has an eye that is non-functional. Now it's the third time he's spoken, and he's never until this point referred to himself as Na'um Hagever Shesum O'oyim. Over here, he calls himself Nu'um Hagever Shesum O'oyin, and later on, the fourth time, when he attempts to curse Klal Yisrael, he then again says Nu'um Bilam B'nai Ba'oyin, Nu'um Hagever Shesum O'oyin. Why is this highlighted, Shesum O'oyin? Why is this highlighted all of a sudden, and it hasn't been mentioned until now? Let's go back a bit to the first Chazal that we quoted, Vayisa Binam Aseinu Bikish Lahachnis Bohem Ayin Ro. Try to utilize the power of Ayin Ro in order to harm Klal Yisrael, as we've already mentioned. Ayin Ro is one of the traits of Talidiv Chabilam Horosha. Now, Ayin Ro is a power that exists. I'm not going to discuss exactly what that is today. But how can one save oneself from Ayin Ro, from Ayin Ro? So the Gemara says in Brochus as follows. Brochus says in Brochus of Kaf. Ayin shle rotzo lozim imashayin eshaloi. If a person has an ayin toiva, he doesn't want, he's not interested in what his chava has. He's not interested in having what's not his. He doesn't covet what somebody else has. Ein ayin horan sheletes boi. If a person looks favorably upon other people's possessions, he doesn't covet them at all. There's no interest in what other people have. He's not constantly looking over his shoulder to see what his friends and neighbours have. then Ein Ayin Hora Sheletes Boy, Ayin Hora will have no power over that person. So the Gemara says. And the Yisoid of Ayin Ra, Yisoid of Ayin Hora, Meforshim explained, Rabbein Yonah says in Ovis, the Yisoid of Ayin Ra stems from the lack of satisfaction with one's lot. Rabbein Yonah says that Ayin Ra stems from the fact that a person is Einoi Sameach Bechelkoi. A lack of satisfaction, always looking off over his shoulder. What's he got? Well, he's got more than me, he's got more than me, etc., etc. And the Mefarshim will explain, the Ovis, the Chidor, the Gaon, the Maral, they all say that the Shoedosh of Ayin Ra is Kino, is jealousy. This is the Yisoid of Ayin Ra. The opposite of Ayin Ra is, of course, Ayin Toiva. If we look in Ovis, in Perikei, Mishnah Yates, it says that if somebody has Ayin Toiva, Ayin Toiva is the hallmark of Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu. And the Rambam over there says, what is Ayin Toiva? Histapkus. The satisfaction with what one has, that is what Ayin Toiva is all about. If one acquires an Ayin Toiva, then one's impervious to the power of Ayin Ra. And that stems from satisfaction. If a person's satisfied, then it doesn't bother him what other people have, it doesn't disturb him, it doesn't interest him. And that renders him automatically impervious to Ayin Ra. This concept of satisfaction, bringing about a Toiva, a positive feeling to what other people have, as opposed to a negative feeling, is also borne out in Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Miketz says as follows, in reference to the Pasuk, referring to the 7 good years, it says as follows, V'neimina yo'er oyle sheva poros yefois mara. 7 poros yefois mara. Now normally we understand yefois mara meaning that they look very healthy, very well. They looked good. Rashi explains as follows. He says, Yefois Mara means that they were Nirois Yofezu Lezu. They look positively one upon the other. She'ein Ayim Beriat Sora Bechavelta. None of them looked negatively with jealousy towards the other. Says Rashi, that's Simon Huli Me'asoiva. That's a Simon of good years. The person has it good and he's satisfied, then he's Yefois Mara. He looks positively upon his neighbour and his neighbour's acquisitions. That's a simon of your mois toiva. And this is what Toiv Ayin is all about. And that, as I said, is a hepech in absolute contrast to Ayin Ra. And that renders one impervious, as I've said, to the terrible effects of Ayin Ra. And of course, how does one apply Midas Vestapkus with the realisation that everybody has and is given what they require for their chesh, for their tachlis in this world? And if they don't have it, it's because they don't need it. Tessa speaks about it at length. One of the Mashonami gives is that children are often jealous when one child in the class gets spectacles, gets glasses. The other children are tremendously jealous. I remember being jealous as a child. Then I didn't have glasses. I begged my mother for glasses. And when one gets older, one realizes that his friend had glasses because he needed them and you don't need them. And the same thing is in everything that we have in this world. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us what we need for our purpose in this world, and what we don't have is because we don't need it. And this is how one acquires Histapkus, which is Ayin Toiva, which is the hepech of Ayin Ra. In fact, this idea of Ayin Toiva bringing blessing upon the person and ensuring that there's no negativity is a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Toiva Ayin Hu Yevoirav. If one has a positive eye, if one has a positive feeling towards one's neighbor and his possessions, then Hu Yevoirav, he's blessed. He's Sandi Mole Brocha, and no negativity will befall him. We find in Zeis HaBroch it says, Naftoli Svarotz. Naftoli was a very satisfied, shaved, satisfied individual. Although Naftoli didn't have it easy, if you have a look in the Medrash and Shiashirim, Medrash Shiashirim tells us that Yisocha was Leima Teira, Shelei Betzah. Naftoli was Leima Teira, Betzah. Naftoli didn't have an easy ride. It didn't go easy for him. He could have looked at the Shevet Yisocha and said, they've got it easy. Vayamanucha ki toiv. Wonderful. They've got it easy. I'm Naftoli Ayola Shlucha. I have no Menuchsa Nefesh. And yet we're told Naftoli Svarotzen. And how's the Pasuk carry on? Mole Birchas Hashem. Ultimately, Naftoli merited Brocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If one's a Toivai and if one's satisfied with one's lot, if one doesn't feel negativity towards anybody else, then automatically, hu yavoi rav, that the end result is, umolei birchas Hashem. Find in Maseches Ovos, Rabbi Elazar tells us, Ezeu derech vishoro, she's dabik boi ha'odom. What's the correct way for a person to cleave to? And of course, each Tanna had his own ideas to what the derech she is dabik boi ha'odom is, and that was the midah, that was the trait that they personally worked on and excelled in. We're told that Rabbi Elazar says, the midah toivo is ayin toivo. Ayin toivo is the derech yishore she is dabik boi ha'odom. This idea of a positive feeling towards others, of being satisfied with one's lot and not looking over one's shoulder, that Rebbe Elazar felt was the derech yishora she is dabek boi ha'odom. When the Mishnah previously describes the shvach, the praise of each individual Tana, the Mishnah tells us that Rebbe Elazar was a boyer sid she'enoi me'abed tipo. Whatever he learnt, he retained, he didn't forget anything. And there cannot be a greater blessing for a Talmid Chacham. There cannot be a greater blessing for a Leimah Torah than to be a boyer sid she'enei me'abed tipo. I saw in the Sefer Teres Ovos, he says as follows, that because Rebbe Elazar, his work was on the middah, on the trait of Ayin Toivo, because that was what he felt was absolutely important, then in turn, Toiv Ayin Hu Yavoirach, he received in his work tremendous blessing. He became a boyer sid she'enei me'abed tipo. To have an Ayin Toivo that is a source of blessing to the individual, he became Molei Birchas Hashem. This is the idea which is born out from this positive Ayin Hu Yavoi. I think we've come back to the Psukim, we can now perhaps elaborate and explain exactly what was going on over here. Bilam's power was Ayin Ra, which stemmed from Kinnah, jealousy, which of course led to the burning hatred that he felt towards Klal Yisrael. Yes, he appreciated what Klal Yisrael had gained. He appreciated they were Am Hashem. And because he was a Novi and appreciated that they were given the Chem Degnuz of the Torah, and they merited becoming Am Hashem, he was jealous, which in turn led to an all-consuming hatred towards Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he wanted to utilize his power of Ayin Ra in order to harm Klal Yisrael. What do you see? He saw she'em pischeyem mechuvonim zeh lo zeh. He saw Klal Yisrael had acquired this trait of Ayin Toivo. They weren't interested in what their neighbors had. They were leirotzo lozul mima she'enu shalahem. They were happy with their lot. What their friend has, what their friends had, that doesn't concern them at all. Now Bilam knew, if they're Toivo Ayin, forget it. There's no way I can utilize my power of Ayin Ra to harm somebody who's a Toiv Ayin. Toiv Ayin hu yavoyrach, they're Malayim Birchas Hashem. I've lost my power, I'm absolutely powerless when it comes to a nation that dwell in such a manner, that conduct themselves in such a manner, that behave in such a manner. And therefore, Vati Olav Ruach Alekim, Allah, Beliba Shreel Kalalam, it's pointless, there's no point at all. It wasn't that he was so impressed. And because of the impression that they made, you know, they're such a wonderful people, I'm not going to curse them. No. That wasn't what was going on over here. Had he had the chance, of course he would have cursed them. But he realized, from the fact that they were shveichil nishvotov, he realized that he was powerless to curse them. It's pointless to curse them. There's no point at all. They're tveve ayin, and tveve ayin or yevoiroch. They're svarotzen, and therefore malayim birchas Hashem. It's absolutely impossible to harm them, as we've said in the Gemara Brachas. If somebody's leirotzo losmi ma'ashenu shaloi, ein ayin ro, she let us by him. This is actually what's going on in this pasuk. Perhaps we can suggest that Bilam from now on refers to himself as shesum ho'ayin, the one whose power that lies in his eye has been blinded. The power of shesum ho'ayin doesn't exist anymore. Because his whole power was what? Wasn't referring to his physical eye. His power was ayin ro. If I see this is the way Klal Yisrael live, if I see that this is the way Klal Yisrael conduct themselves, therefore I'm a shesum ho'ayin. I'm powerless against a nation like this. My whole power lies in Ayin Ra. I cannot act against a people whose very essence is Ayin Toivo, who live in such an exalted manner, who feel so positively towards their neighbours, who are disinterested in what their neighbours have. I'm a Shesuch HaAyin. And therefore, from this point onwards, whenever Bilam speaks and makes reference to himself, he says, Un'um HaGever Shesuch HaAyin. My eye is blinded. I'm powerless. My whole koyach was Ayin Ra. And we see over here, as we mentioned beforehand, Loshen Yochid being used in this posuk. Why is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, the unity of Klal Yisrael, which is always indicated by Loshen Yochid, brought to the fore in this posuk? And perhaps we can explain it now. Because, as we've learned before in the Peleyer, it says in many places, that Roiv Sina Bo Machmas Kina. Most hatred stems from jealousy. Jealousy is the root of hatred. Peleyer says in both places, in Sina and in Kina, he says as well, Ugdoi lo Sina Shebo Machmas Kina. And this actually what drove Bilam. His jealousy of Klal Yisrael. He knew that they were Am Hashem, and this hurt him, and that jealousy drove him to hatred. The opposite of kinah, of course, is satisfaction with one's lot. It's the toivayin, the opposite of jealousy. Where people are toivayin, then they yafois mare. They view each other positively. That's the opposite, of course, of kinah. Kinah breeds sinah. His tapkus breeds good feeling, your voice mara, a positivity between one person and his neighbor, which in turn results in being toive ayin, in having a disinterest in what others have, in being satisfied with one's lot, and thereby creating his achdus in Klal Yisrael. And this, of course, shields them from ayin ra. Therefore, in this posuk, where we're highlighting the mal of Klal Yisrael, we're highlighting the fact that Klal Yisrael were impervious to Bilam's koyach, this stems from his tapkus, which of course leads to his achdus in Klal Yisrael. But he, Vevayas Yisrael, Shoichen Lishvotov. What a wonderful way to live, a way that breeds unity and harmony in Klal Yisrael. But he Olof, although we're speaking about Klal Yisrael according to the Gemara in Brachas, Gemara Bava Basra, it says, But he Olof Ruach Elokim, in the singular. The Ruach Elokim, the fact that they were Ruach Ashros Ashkina, stems from the Olof, the fact that they lived in such a wonderful manner, which brings peace and harmony in Klal Yisrael. Bilam's pronounced the posuk, this particular, the third time when he stood up to curse Klal Yisrael, he said, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkan Eisecha Yisrael. And that posuk has become a very important part of our day. Every morning we start off with Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov. In fact, the Truist Marshal, Memdald, I think it is, he says, how come that we start off our tefillah of the day with Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov? Bilam's words. Is that the way to start our tefillahs? And the Marshal actually didn't start off with Matoivu, but it's become part of the way we start. And in fact, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, it's brought down that one of the psukim that should be at the Reish HaOmud on the Sefer Torah is Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov. It's a fundamental posuk. Now, let's say the beginning of our tefillah. Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, of course, refers to the way they dwelt. As Rashi says, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, Al Shero Pischem Shem Mechuvonim Zem Ulzeh, he pronounced Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov. And as I've said, this Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, he brings about this achdus. This, of course, breeds this achdus, a unity, shoichin lishvotov in the singular, but he alov ruach elekim, that brings about a unity in ashros hashchina, etc., etc. And tefillah, that was in the Rishonim, we say already, that before a person starts davening, he should focus on v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Of course, when he davens, he has to incorporate the whole of Klal Yisrael within his tefillahs, and the Rishonim say one should focus on the concept of V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha before one starts davening. What better way is there than invoking this idea of Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, the way we should live, the way we should conduct ourselves, the idea that we should be Toive Ayin, thereby breeding his Achdus, unity, and of course bringing upon ourselves Brocha Toive Ayin V'Yehoirach Naftali Svarotzi Molei Pirches Hashem. This is what's so fundamental and important about this posuk, about this idea. And of course, this is this time of year when we start the 3 weeks, which represent the Churban, which is brought about, the Sinas Chidon, how important it is, of course, to mention this idea, to mention this concept of Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, with Hashem, we should be benched, with his actors, with unity, we should all be Yafois Mara, everybody should have what they need, everybody should feel satisfied, and with Hashem, that will bring about that we or all Teva Yayin, and we should be Zoicha to the Teva Ayin, who Yavoyroch, we should be Zoicha Mitzvah, all of us, to the Svarotzim, which will bring upon us all the what the Pasuk finishes off with, Umole Birch Hashem, we should all be blessed with Brocha, Atzlocha, Shabbat.